Dominic, scientists can now physically see what people are dreaming about, they're saying.
That's right. What people see in their dreams can be decoded with a brain scan. Now, this is a team led by Tomoyasu Horikawa of the ATR Computational Neuroscience Laboratory in Kyoto, Japan, who worked with three volunteers who were invited to try to sleep while lying in a functional MRI scanner. It's quite a noisy environment. So they gave these volunteers headphones, and I think they played them some music to try and help them to relax. But these volunteers must have had a lot of patience because they were asked to repeatedly drift off to sleep, and then they were woken up after about 6 minutes and asked, what were you dreaming about?
Yes, because they were looking at the brainwaves to see when they nodded off and then immediately plucked them from sleep and said, did you see anything?
So that's right. This MRI scanner was making maps of where the brains inside these subjects were active. And they then compared these maps of brain activity with what these subjects reported when they were woken up. And they then ran this through a computational code to look for patterns between what people were experiencing in their dreams and what areas of their brains were active.
So if the person who's just been woken up says, I dreamt I was coming out of a building and got into my car, they'd say, well, the dream was about buildings and cars then. And so they'd be then assigning that pattern of brain activity they'd seen in that person to, it must be something to do with cars and buildings.
That's right. And the way that they tried to associate whether there were similarities between visual experiences and wakefulness and in dreaming was to then go off on the internet and try and find images of these objects that people said they were dreaming about, show them those images while they were awake, and to see what the brain patterns were then, and see whether there were similarities between the brain patterns when people are awake and they see a car and when they experience a car when they're dreaming. And what they found was there were actually quite a lot of similarities in the visual cortex.
So basically, that confirms the claim that when we nod off to sleep and the same brain areas that are active during the day get active when we're dreaming, that is the basis, the neurological basis of the dream, I mean, point one. But point two, they can actually now interpret that brain activity and say, well, if the brain is showing a certain pattern of activity, that means the person must be dreaming about cars or ships or a walk in the countryside because, you know, we've seen them show that pattern of activity and they've reported that's what they were seeing when they had that brain activity previously.
That's right. There are two angles of this. There's the angle of understanding where the dream is originating in the brain and what's happening when we're dreaming, but also it's about understanding what's happening through the night when we're dreaming, because most dreams aren't recalled in the morning. We forget them. And this means that you can scan people non-invasively, potentially, throughout the whole night and see what they're dreaming when.
David.
Did the scientists try to reverse engineer this, so record the brain activity and then try to guess what the people were dreaming about? Or is that a little bit too advanced for their kind of technique?
So what they've been doing so far is just taking accounts of what people were dreaming about and then comparing that with the brain activity they saw. I think in the future they would very much like to be able to non-invasively guess what people are dreaming about, but they haven't done that work yet.
It's quite a scary prospect, though, isn't it? The fact that, you know, if a brain scanner learns your dreams, then you could put someone in there for the whole night and find out basically what they dreamed about all night.
Eavesdrop on their thoughts.
Indeed. Well,